Blog Talk Radio.
So what's up? Yeah, it's Monday. It's me, Fernando, and the Fernando Poniente Show. 347-884-8125. That is the number you got to call if you need to participate on our talk show, on our talk fest, on a weeknight talk fest, I should say. Yeah, we're going to be doing on this day on history, and also we're going to be talking about more about Cyber Monday. Whew, boy, they're saying that the Cyber Monday, actually, there was shoppers, 4 million per minute, and online traffic surges to 43% as American hunts for bargains online, and that's according to CNN Money. We're going to talk about more about that, and also, ooh, hot product on Cyber Monday is actually Azuzu Pets. That's one of the products also is hot on Black Friday. Should you buy it or not? That is the questions I'm going to have to get to you on that one later on in a minute. Again, blogtalkradio.com/TheFernandoPoniente Show is my chat room. You can go in there and chat if you don't want to talk. You can just hang out there, drink your coffee, whatnot. All right. Also, we're going to be opening up the line a little bit here. It's, again, 847-884-8125. Also, going to be doing some news, you know, news, current events and all that. Get your opinion in. Get it now. Get it done. And that's my motto here in Fernando Poniente Show. Okie dokie. All right. Also, we're going to touch up some of the, Thanksgiving leftovers. If you guys want to talk about that, I'm more than welcome to talk about that. You all know Abraham Lincoln. He once said, quote, "Those who deny freedom to others deserve it not for themselves." That's a popular quote from Abraham Lincoln. But what if those who restrict our freedom are the very people who are in charge of securing them? Oh, that's right. Think about that one. We all know over the past couple of years, Washington, they double actually time the limit to limit your liberties. Actually, look it up. Look it up. I don't want to talk about that more, but can you imagine? Well, let me get to the point here. First and foremost, the Washingtons has reduced our freedom of restricted our future by heaping upon our posterity astronomical amounts of debt. The debt that we have is staggering trillions of dollars. What they call this, quote unquote, trying to jumpstart the economy. That's a circus for you. They borrowed $787 billion from China to stimulate the economy with a promise to cap unemployment at 8%. Where is unemployment, though? That is actually an 8. I believe it's 10.2. Yeah. Where's this economy going? Let's open up the line. Let's welcome the lovely, as always, Don Marie. What's going on, Don?
Nothing much. Getting ready. I guess it's nothing much, but getting ready tomorrow. The place that we're planning to move to, maybe there about a year, then we may look for a house, if not sooner. So yeah, just want to kind of get it done, Just move in and stuff like that. Unpack at the same time moving in, so I don't got to unpack later. But, I got 6 hours to move. Well, not got 6 hours, but I want to try to do it in 6 hours.
Mm.
So, yep, That's what's going on.
That's what's going on, huh? All right, let's also open up the line. It's 608, last four digits. It'll be 8524. You're on Fernando Poniente Show.
Hi, this is Dean.
Hey, Dean, what's going on? Long time no see.
Yep.
Long time no hearing in your voice here in the Fernando Poniente Show.
Yeah. People are pretty upset that she's coming to town this month, next month.
Who is?
Snow White.
Oh! Yeah. Oh, you got me there again. I wish I have a, drum line over here. You know, one of those things. So how's it going over there for you, Dean?
Good.
How's Wisconsin treating you?
Good. Good.
Good. Hey, how about them Packers? Okay, you don't want to talk about that, huh?
Fluke.
The wild card. Actually, the New Orleans and the Patriots, they're going at it right now as we speak.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, they're the number one contender. I mean, they're good, man. They're, Patriots good. I mean, New Orleans is going, I think they're going for 11-0.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yep.
You know, I mean, they're up now. I mean, I think they're up 31 to, 17, I believe.
Yeah,
so,
I think so.
Yeah. Let's go back to, I want to go back to the thing I was talking about, but the economy, the billions of dollars that we borrowed from China, and it's supposedly to jumpstart an economy and create jobs. What happened? Let's go with Don real quick. Actually, it's over 10.2, I think, job unemployment rate went up to 10.2. I mean, what do you say to this, Don? I mean, do you have any comments on this?
Wait, isn't that the highest since it's been for a really long time?
No, single digit. Now it's went into double digit.
Yeah, and then that 10.2 doesn't even take into consideration those people that are unemployed, but the employer found a reason, quote unquote, a reason that they had to let the employee go. So therefore, that reason, even if it's not a big reason, prevents them from claiming unemployment. So that's
mm-hmm.
probably a higher number. And also,
mm-hmm.
not everybody chooses to claim unemployment. So that's my opinion, is that it's probably higher.
So it's probably higher. It's not really accurate. That's what you're trying to say, right? So
yeah.
It's probably higher. Yeah, you're right. You made a good point. What do you think about? What about you, Dean? What do you think?
Well, it's kind of foolish to borrow money that you can't pay back. I mean,
there's no way. I think my grandchildren's going to be paying them back.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just awful. Cyber Monday. We're going to be talking about the Cyber Monday here. And actually, that CNN Money says that there was 4 million per minute shopping online.
Wow.
There was an online traffic surge 43%. This is New York. And if you're not satisfied with your holiday weekend shopping, don't worry. It's Cyber Monday today. That's what they said. But actually, till 12 a.m. this morning to, 12 a.m. Tonight. So, Cyber Monday, and at 4 million per minute, oh my gosh, you can't even, I was like, man, it's, if you have, if your website is not able, to hold that, amount of traffic, it would crash your website down. Don, what do you think about this 4 million per minute? Is this going to get any better? I mean, this is, last year, they surpassed, Black Friday and all that, so when it comes to retail sales, now it's they're going to double it. I mean,
Cyber
Monday, is this internet thing for real or what?
Yep, I think so. It's pretty. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go on. I'm waiting for you. Keep talking.
Okay. Yeah, I think that more people are going to, be shopping from, online because they, especially, if they go to shoppingsuperhighway.com, they get paid for shopping online, and then also we have a lot of what's called Premier Checkout. You only have to enter in your credit or debit card information one time rather than going, to Target and entering it in and going to Kohl's and entering it in. We have, Premier partners that just one shopping cart, So,
mm-hmm.
so yeah, I mean, it's more convenient. You can do it from, nighttime when the most stores are closed, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So then you don't have to worry about, going to the
right.
store and carrying all the packages.
And they show all the pictures about this Black Friday, you know, people lining up like 2 o'clock, 2 a.m. in the morning before they open up the store. I just heard like some signal noise. I don't know if one of you guys. Anyway, so they show these pictures. I mean, could you imagine if you show these pictures of people logging on to like shopping 4 million a minute? I mean, this
right.
is mind-boggling. Let me go with you, Dean, real quick. What are you thinking? Are people feel comfortable shopping on their underwear?
Well, that could be.
Right.
You know who had the first website, though?
Al Gore.
No, Charlotte.
Who?
Charlotte.
Oh! Oh, man, I'm making a list here. There you go, Charlotte Webb. Okay, I got that one. Oh, man. Number one product for Cyber Monday. Now, Cyber Monday is actually, you know, every holiday thing, you know, back in the day we had this G.I. Joe's. I don't know if you guys remember, like, Tickle Me Elmo's. You know, this single product that hits the market and people will go nuts. When it goes, you know, when it goes on the in the market then. Now, there's one called Zuzu Pets. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that. Zuzu Pet, it's like one of those little cute animal that looks like a hamster. And it's someone says, you got to have this, like, it's a collector item. So people like collecting on them. And a Zuzu Pet is like, I don't know, they're like $10 if you buy them online or something like that. But literally the Toys R Us and all other retailers are running out of them. You know, it's selling like hotcakes. People are like, you know, flocking the eBay and ordering them. Zuzu. I mean, do you really want one? Don, would you take this, you know, I mean, would you buy one for your kids?
I don't even know what Zuzu is.
It's a little hamster.
No, I don't think so.
It's a toy hamster.
We have dogs, so we don't need, like, those kind of things. It's probably a fake hamster, too, isn't it? Just pretend like they don't have to buy food for it.
Right, yeah, you might as well buy food on them.
They don't have to pick up after it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, maybe, you know, I mean, maybe it's edible. I don't know. I have not seen one. Zuzu Pet. Dean, would you get one?
Well, they should belong in the Zuzu, but if it was a remote control.
No, it's not.
Oh,
it's not a remote control.
No, then I wouldn't get one.
Could you imagine it's a little cute? What?
If I did, I'd take it to the Zuzu so everybody could see it.
Oh, fair enough. The Zuzu, actually, if you Google them, it's a collector items that little, I don't know, I don't even know how to explain that. It's the little furry, actually the Zuzu, if you go to ZuzuPets.com, is actually, you know, it's down because of a lot of people shopping them. And, you know, you won't be able to get it. It's one of those things. I guess they're buying like 4 or 5 Zuzu Pets at a time, and I think they you can trade them, and you can actually, I don't know, maybe you can eat them. A lot of Zuzu Pets actually are out of stock because of the demand of it. You know, they have little names, of course. They have little names. The famous four one would be Num Nums, Chuck, Mr. Squiggles, and Peep Squeak. Those are the famous four Zuzu Pets. Oh man, I who named Mr. Squiggles? Oh man, it's a I don't know if I can describe it. It's a battery powered. They call the Snuggle Fun No Mess. Snuggle Fun No Mess. You mean they don't go to the bathroom? They're like, like I said, hamsters, and they have a place to live and play. So there's like a variety of places that you can purchase, and you have your hours of fun for your or your child, little their own miniature robotic hamsters. So that is the Zuzu pet. Do you remember what was the do you remember anything, Dawn? Let's go to you real quick. Do you remember any product or toy, you know, as growing up that it's just, you know, it's must have?
Well, I wanted some kind of puppy. It was like it would bark, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It was fake, so it was like I wanted that,
okay.
But I don't know if I got it or not.
Was it? People went nuts for it?
What?
People, were they like when they? They going nuts with, you know, those little, what do you call them? Like, I believe you, I know what you're talking about. Let me go back to you, Don, real quick, because like your background is, there's some crying and stuff going on there. So I muted you real quick, and I'll get back to you in a little bit here. Dean, just you and I here, is it growing up, do you remember any products, any anything? Oh, there it is.
That's my toy dog.
That's your toy dog. Okay.
Yeah.
What the?
the Kaboomer.
What's the name of the? Yeah. What's the name of the toy?
Well, I call him probably Barky. Barky. That's a.
That's his name, Barky.
Barky,
that is,
yeah.
That's good. Hey, do you hear that, Don? That is Barky. Is that what you're talking about, a little toy animal?
Yeah.
Yeah. Barky.
Is Don,
I remember, yeah. I remember, like, what do you call that? That little trolls, you know, those little trolls that has that fuzzy hair. I remember they going up there. It was like, man, they were hitting markets. There were people buying them, man. They're crazy. They just, I don't know. I don't. I mean, it's always like that, you know. There's always something, a product, when it comes to holiday. There's always you know, this one particular product to surface and beats the others, you know. Would you get one? You gonna get one, Dawn? I think she.
Get one what?
Oh, there she is. Would you get? Are you gonna get a Zuzu? I think you answered that already.
They just, if advertisers just put a bunch of kids on the TV, you gotta have it. Don't you think that makes parenting
So you think it was just a hype? Is overhyped? That's what you're trying to say? Okay. All right. Well, yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. I'll mute you again here. You're breaking out. You're cutting in and out. I'm going to go on and go into the on this day in history. And then we'll go from there. All right, here in Fernando Poniente Show, we're going to go into on this day on history. On today is November 30th, 2009. And actually, on this day in history, November 30th, 1995, actually President Clinton became the first U.S. chief executive to visit Northern Ireland. That was in 1995. It's going to go back to November 30th, 1874. Sir Winston Churchill, the British statesman. Actually, you know, we all know who Sir Winston Churchill is. He's actually the author who served as a prime minister during World War II and was born. And following his death on January 24th, 1965, on this date in 1782, United States and Britain signed up preliminary peace articles in Paris, ending the Revolutionary War. All that is cool. Also, on this date, 1966, the former British colony of Barbados became independent in 1966. Also on this date, 1993, President Bill Clinton signed into law the Brady Bill, which requires a 5-day waiting period for handgun purchases and background checks of prospective buyers. That's in 1993. And also on this day, November 30th, the opening, 1999, the opening of the 135 Nation Trade Gathering in Seattle was disrupted by at least 40,000 demonstrators, some of whom clashed with police. That was in 1999. Also, birthday. Happy birthday to those. To those actually has birthday today. Anyone with birthdays comes in mind? Dean, do you have anyone celebrating birthday today?
Yeah.
Who? Who's celebrating birthday today?
One of my friends, Julius, celebrating a birthday today.
Oh, Julius. Happy birthday, Julius. How old is Julius?
Oh, Julie.
Julie? I thought you said Julius. Oh,
yep.
Hmm. How old is Julie?
She's 45.
Happy birthday, Julie, if you're going to be listening. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Also, current birthday today, Ephraim Cimbales Jr. is an actor, turned 91. I don't know if you all know that. Dick Clark, we all know Dick Clark, turned 80 today. Remember the American Bandstand, Dick Clark? Yeah, that's him. Also, Terrence Malick, a writer and director, turned 66 today. Who else? Billy Idol turned 54. Rock singer Billy Idol. You all know him. We all probably know him. No, I don't listen to his song, but I know who he is. And also Ben Stiller turned 44. We all know Ben Stiller. Yes, we do. Ivan Rodriguez is actually a baseball player, turns 38 today. And also Clay Aiken, the American Idol guy, back in, I don't know when, he turns 31 today. And also actress Alicia Cuthbert, actress actually from 24, she turns 27. And also Kaylee Cuoco, an actress from The Big Bang Theory, turns 24. And now, my friend, it's on this day, where am I? There it is. Let's go into another topic of our the Monday. All right, police. Actually, you hear about this woman actually killed by a moose. Don, you there? I don't know if you're home. Hold on a second. You are?
I am here.
Oh, okay. All right. There was a husband actually suspected of killing his wife. It actually cleared because they found out who did it. I think it was a moose. That happened in Stockholm, Sweden. The cops over there says the improbable has become probable. Actually, the puzzling death last year of a 63-year-old man, Agneta, that's her name. She was found dead after an evening stroll in the forest. Now, why would a 63-year-old man go and stroll in the middle of in the evening in a forest? I don't know. So, according to the reports, the victim's husband, Mr. Westland, was jailed for 10 days. The case against him was dropped, actually, after that. And because of allegedly maybe like the moose actually strumpled him. So I know we all did like moose, bears. I mean, they can kill, especially if you're just wandering around the woods in the middle of the night. I mean, it's what do you think this woman doing in the middle of the night, Dean?
I don't know. I didn't hear about that too much. I don't have any idea.
What do you think? What was in your opinion? What do you think she was doing?
She's just chasing
rabbits.
Well, she shouldn't have been out. She shouldn't have been out at that time of night. But either whatever.
A killer moves on the loose, huh?
Yep, you should use common sense.
Yeah, in the middle of the night, especially.
Yep.
I mean, she probably like fell, and the moose probably kind of.
Wow.
Stepped on her. I mean, it's tragic. It's tragic, but
yeah, it is.
I mean, I'm 34 years old. I'm not gonna see me going in the forest or in the middle of the night.
No.
I mean, you know, I mean, Don, what do you think? What do you think killed her? I mean, it. They said first, you know, they thought it was the husband, so they jailed him for 10 days, and they found out that investigators find out according to them, it was Moose. What do you think happened here?
Well, maybe their dog ran away, and she decided she's going to go to the woods where it ran.
Yeah, but they didn't say that. They have no dog.
Maybe she just decided that she needed fresh air.
She's a sleepwalker.
Maybe, because she shouldn't be going outside in the middle of the night in the woods without her husband. That's what my opinion is.
That is awesome opinion there. Now, let's move on. We got to talk about some sports here. And AD, what do you think? Do you think Minnesota's going to go all the way?
I hope so. Minnesota's, yeah. Minnesota was Brent. Minnesota's going to go far.
Yeah, that is cheesy. How was your Thanksgiving, by the way?
It was good.
It was good?
I still haven't decided if I gobbled up the turkey or gobbled it down. I haven't decided.
Apparently, someone, the turkey to. There was a giant turkey that called my phone and left a message. Apparently, he was upset that we all ate his brothers and sisters or whatnot.
Oh.
So I want you to listen to this, and we'll go from there. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Here it is.
Gobble, gobble, gobble. This is the giant turkey. I'm here to bring on my little brother for Thanksgiving. You're in trouble now. Me and my big brother will find you. You two chicken eggs. What you've done to our little brother. Otherwise, don't call your giant turkeys at giantturkeysuperhighway.com.
All right, so.
Oh, boy.
So apparently the giant turkey is called, and he represents all the turkey around the world, and he's pretty upset. He's gonna tremble. There was actually reports that there was millions of turkey that was consumed this Thanksgiving.
Wow.
I would be upset too if I'm the one to represent them. What do you think? I mean, we should. What do you think, Dean? I mean, next Thanksgiving, what can be a substitute to like a turkey? And you know, if you have a Thanksgiving dinner, I mean, what else can you serve besides the turkey?
Chicken.
Oh, but it's not as big as turkey, though. I mean, you would have to pump. No, yeah, of course
yeah,
not.
That's true, but you know why the turkey crossed the playground, don't you?
No, why?
To get to the other slide.
Okay, I got it. To get another slide. Oh, that's pretty cool. So you lost me there a minute. So turkey's big. I mean, it's a big chicken. They're like 3, 4, 5 times bigger than the normal chicken. I mean, are you referring to maybe inject our chickens with steroids to get as big as that?
Or maybe we should just get a deer.
There you go. Well, I don't know. I mean, the people that there's people that are, representting deer nowadays. I don't want to get a phone call.
Yeah.
It seems pretty mad. If you can hear.
Gobble, gobble, gobble. This is a giant turkey. You're doing on my little brother for Thanksgiving. You're in trouble now. Me and my big brother will find.
That's kind of creepy. What I'm going to do is take a break, and just for a couple of minutes, I'm just going to play a little song here, and then we'll be back and pick you guys up. We got so much things to talk about. Again, 347-884-8125 if you guys want to call in. Also, join me in the chat room if you want. I see that Winston's in the chat room. He's probably going to be calling in there in a minute. Now, I'm going to go on a break. You're online with, you're on air with Fernando at the Fernando Poniente Show. Hey, Dean, stay put. And on, stay put. 347-884. When we get back, we'll pick you guys up back again. And once again, this is Fernando. We'll take a break. I need a little water for my throat here. So we'll listen to The Holy Man by Soapbox Project. I need new songs. If you make your own songs, feel free to email it to me so I can play it here on Fernando Poniente Show. As long as clean and nothing dirty or anything like that, I should be able to play it again. This is Holy Man. Cheers.
Ken Pettigrew Show. You want to know what pisses me off? Too much government, too much taxes, and not enough rights. Come check out my show, The Ken Pettigrew Show, at blogtalkradio.com/Ken-Pettigrew. Live Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Your voice is a weapon. Come pull the trigger with Ken Pettigrew at blogtalkradio.com, where your voice is a weapon.
Forgotten Heroes, the independent film that Hollywood refused to distribute.
They were asked to risk their lives in order to save their enemy.
The producers of Forgotten Heroes are donating 25% of all sales to the American Veterans Disabled for Life Memorial Fund.
We need someone to go in there and bring him out.
From first-time director Jack Marino, the home run for America's Vietnam veterans.
They are Forgotten Heroes.
Buy the DVD now at ForgottenHeroesTheMovie.com. That's ForgottenHeroesTheMovie.com.
We are back. This is Fernando. You're listening to Fernando Poniente's show on BlogTalkRadio.com. It is, what do you call that, 40 minutes into the hour. And, yeah, we're going to be talking about that. And let's get everyone back on here. We'll go for Dawn. Hey, Dawn, you're back.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Doing good. And Dean on the other line. Dean, what's up?
Not too much. What's up with you?
Not much. Sounds like you're fixing something.
Yep.
All right, building bunk beds?
No. No.
Okay. We got to get into the current events now. We all know about this, cop killers that killed four cops, I believe. Yeah, four. In Washington.
Wow.
And actually, he's on the run.
Hmm.
He actually went to the coffee shop and just ambushed, like execution style, four police officers. And again, he remains on the run. Questions are, going around as how and why this guy, Maurice Clemens, an ex-con, who at one time faced more than 100 years behind bars and was allowed to live free. Clemens, a 37 from Tacoma, Washington, has an extensive violent criminal history marked by volatile and unstable behavior. They're talking in the report and saying that he is the Messiah. He is the Jesus himself. His criminal histories include at least 5 felony convictions in Arkansas and at least 8 felony charges in Washington. And according to the Seattle Times, he had lengthy prison sentence commuted back in 2000, by, guess what? By former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, who cited Clemens' youth. And so Huckabee is the one that commuted Clemens, and his 108-year prison sentence. Huckabee dropped it to 47 years to 5 months and 19 days. So Huckabee's commutations actually made him eligible for parole at that point back then. And Clemens actually later violated his parole and was returned to prison until his release in 2004. Huckabee actually released a statement saying that should he be found to be responsible for this horrible tragedy, it will be the result of a series of failures in the criminal justice system in both Arkansas and Washington State. And that's what Huckabee stated, issued Sunday. The former governor who ran for president, I guess you remember that, 2008, and has been thinking about running for 2012 Republican nominations. And he also currently hosts a show on Fox News Channel. Huckabee said the criminal justice system failed miserably. So we are pointing fingers here, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go back with Don real quick. I mean, I never knew that Huckabee would do something like that. I mean, that dude has a child rape conviction. Also, you know, multiple murders and then actually, mentally unstable. Clearly, I mean, I don't know if Governor Huckabee would admit it, but clearly, in my opinion, he made a mistake. You know,
yeah.
He made a mistake. I mean, that's just there's people just pointing finger at him and say, why did you do this? You know, why did you do that? I mean, that's back in 2000, and Huckabee is blaming the system. Of this thing. I mean, there's no one to blame. I mean, it's a tragic thing. So, let me ask you this, Don. I mean, what's do you think that this would hurt Huckabee in 2012 if he's going to be run for president?
I think so.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Why?
Because that shows like poor judgment and character.
Mm.
And you know. I mean, I don't know what to say. I see poor judgment and character and still vote for people, but you know.
Mm-hmm.
Know.
So let me go to you, Dean. What do you think? What do you think should Huckabee do? I mean, probably these people just like you know blaming him for this. I mean, there's no clearly that the one who blamed is the guy that did it. But with this political stuff going on, and he's running for president in 2012. What do you think Huckabee should do?
Well, if he was off mentally disabled or something, maybe he was off his medication or something, and him, maybe he should get more stabilized or something.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing. And also, Huckabee said, he quoted, if I could have known 9 years ago, looked into the future, oh, yeah, okay, would I have acted favorably upon the parole board's recommendations? Huckabee, because, that's what he told Fox News Radio and on Monday. And he said, of course not, if you could have known 9 years ago. I mean, that's, of course not. If I would have known that, you know, that's going to happen, what's going to happen 9 years ago, 9 years from now, I mean, that's just, again, this is clearly the mistake. I would just admit it. I would just say I clearly made a mistake. You know, I didn't know that's going to happen. Back 9 years ago, it was a different story, you know, and clearly that's what he was trying to say. He's probably trying to tell people that. And he's saying the politics is the last thing in his mind, and it should be the last thing on anybody's mind. And he said to him, it's repulsive that people are trying to bring something like that one up in the midst of what ought to be concern of this officer's family. Well, if you know people, you can't help it. You know, I mean, you gotta find out. It's like, why is this? You know, he has like five felonies. You know, Wow. Why is he roaming around? Why is he able to, you know, you have to ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so this thing can be, you know, so it can be stopped. You know, so that's, there's no another mistake like this. You can, you know, that would occur. It will prevent this from happening again. You know, you have to. I mean, I would say just, I mean, for Huckabee, I mean, just admit it. And say, I made a mistake 9 years ago. I didn't know.
Yeah, take responsibility. Yeah.
Take responsibility. That's right. That's the thing. All the politicians right now, is that that's what the last thing they want to do is take responsibility for the things they've done, you know?
Yeah, they have about as much as intelligence when it comes to taking responsibility as...
You know, yeah, your dog agrees. Your dog agrees. Somali pirates. I know the pirates. A lot of kids is like, you know, nowadays is dressing up like a pirate. This is now we're talking about. I'm talking about the 21st century pirates now. The Somali pirates has been hijacking ocean liners, oil tankers on the Indian Oceans and all that. I think nothing is getting done. I mean, it's just now it's just, there's an oil tanker recently captured by those pirates, and it, you know, there's like crude oils. Now they want, you know, a couple $1 million or millions of dollars for those holding them ransom. The pirates, we'll go back to the pirates thing, and, you know, this is the 21st century pirates. What do you do when, I'm going to go with you real quick, Don. I mean, no, you have like, what, 15 kids? I know, half of those are mine. Let's say, you know, your kids want to dress up pirates, you know, with an eye patch, with the parrots, you know, and some idiot kids told them pirates is cool and all that. So what do you tell them?
No. Can't. Just because people say it's cool doesn't mean it's good.
Mm.
You know, pirates do evil.
Right,
God,
they do.
God loves pirates, but he doesn't love their sins. So we don't want them to...
Arr, talk like a pirate day. Arr, like that. Yeah, but and I think it's, you know, you have to be able to tell, you know, your kids, you know, the difference between the old pirates back in the day and the pirates in the 21st century. And you know, I'm not saying that the pirates back in the day did good things. What I'm saying is just it's way different. It's different. Dean, I know that you know how to talk pirates. Let's say someone wanna like offer you a pirate job.
I don't know if I take it.
what about if it comes with your own parrot and your own very own eye patch?
I don't know, matey.
I don't know, matey. is that how they laugh?
I listen to Pat the Pirate on the Toma Station on VCY America.
Right. Right. And also, I mean, there's things a lot of that's why they call the you know, like those illegal copies of movies, of pirated movies. I mean, because pirates is, you know, basically just that's what it is. That's what it's called. Pirates. Tiger Woods, have you heard about this? Tiger Woods is on the thing. Cops are looking into that, you know, what really happened a couple days ago when someone called 911. He got in an accident, and when cops arrived, this all happened in the, you know, within their community there. When the cops arrived, actually is Tiger Woods is laying down, and his wife is actually holding a golf club, and you know, with busted windows, rear windows, and everything like that. And the alibi, the wife's alibi is actually, and he's saying that he got in an accident, and he ran down the street, and he had to get him out the car, so that's why she busted him in the back window. They found, like, scratches on his face and stuff like that. So and Tiger Woods actually released a statement saying that that's what really happened, and that, you know, that his wife was bravely enough to rescue him, and, you know, but it doesn't really, you know, the thing doesn't really fit. The investigation doesn't fit. So what do you think really happened here? I know that, I mean, they're trying to cover this. I mean, they have a lot of money to cover things up. You know, they could, the reports say they could have been happening, like, maybe there's another woman involved and in, on all that stuff. I mean, I know. I don't care so much about this, but it's just everything on pop-up CNN is like, right there. And a lot of people thinking their own theory. They have their own theories on that. But my theory is, I think, yeah, they're trying to cover something up. What do you think, Don?
Oh, you're saying that he got in an accident and called 911, and that his wife was there by the car with the golf club?
He didn't call 911. I think someone did.
Oh, okay. Like, just because it looks fishy doesn't mean it's fishy.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Because sometimes things do happen in life that look fishy, but if you really, you know, if you give thought, think about positively, you know, sometimes it's revealed that it is true, that it is, like, it's not, so it looks fishy, that it, you know, it's not fishy, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the least thing I want to worry about is really what happened there, but I just want to get to the point of some of your opinions. What about you, Dean? What do you think? Do you think Tiger Woods hiding something?
Well, I think he's innocent until proven guilty instead of guilty until proven innocent.
Ah, that's made a good point there. But I'll stick with my opinion. I think they're trying a little fish in there.
Well, he Tiger maybe would do that.
Tiger maybe would do that. Oh, man, that's hilarious. That's funny. So you got your opinion, I got my opinion. Okay, we'll give it in a couple of days, and then when we come back, you know, maybe next week, you know, we'll talk about this, and I'm going to tell you guys, ha-ha, I told you so. I told you that Tiger would do that. See, I got that from you. So what's everyone's doing? It's actually tomorrow. It's December 1st. It's about 24 days till Christmas. I'm going to be playing some Christmas song here, and not today. You know what? You mentioned about that. Maybe I will. But it's just... here you go. Just what we'll talk about. We got about 6 minutes left before we sign off, and we'll talk Christmas. What about you? Let's go with you, Dawn, real quick. What's your plan for Christmas?
I don't know. Carrie?
Yeah, well, go on.
No, my husband has not got back to me on that. He's far away from family, and now we live in the town both our family live in.
Why are you breaking up?
I don't know.
You're coming in and out.
Hey, maybe.
All right, you're.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, are you in speaker? Sometimes you'll do that
if you're
in speaker. Okay.
I was, but not anymore. So.
Looking forward? Are you looking forward for this Christmas? And why?
I don't know. Just doesn't feel like Christmas yet, but I don't know. And also, I'm just waiting for my husband to get back to me because I don't want to, like, make plans and then not able to keep them, you know?
So, yeah. Sounds good on that one. What about you, Dean? Looking forward for this Christmas?
Yeah.
And what are you getting me for Christmas?
Well, I'm waiting for you to make a Christmas CD of you singing. You probably sing so low that nobody would hear you.
Yeah, there you go. Silent Night. I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna do the whole Shiga Bang, and I'm gonna play it on my radio.
But you heard in the news they're thinking about arresting Santa and putting him in jail.
Why?
Well, you know what he does to little kids.
What?
What's his last name?
Claus?
Yeah, that's what he does to little kids.
What?
He claws him.
Claws him.
Claws
yeah.
him?
Claws,
claws
him, yeah.
Like claws, like...
Oh, claws.
You know how, like, cats have claws? Yeah, yeah, like, we just...
Yeah. Oh, I see. I get it. Okay.
You get it? All right.
Yeah.
Maybe next time we're going to be talking about Santa Claus and how, you know, how is this, you know, it's actually portrayed by media now. It's just an imaginary thing and a little kid should believe in because it doesn't hold the meaning of Christmas. I'm sick and tired of that. We'll talk about that maybe next time and all other things that, any icons like St. Patrick's, bunny rabbits and all that. We'll talk about that. We'll make a show for that. Let's see, I lost my notes here. Go ahead.
Do you know what December 5th is?
No.
That's a day people celebrate, some people celebrate St. Nick. They don't celebrate it. There's some Christians that don't celebrate St. Nick on Christmas. They celebrate him on December 5th. And sometimes kids even get presents.
Yep. Why is that? Why is
they even have
to
have they even have a party. So, yeah, I don't know if you know, but, yep, so that's what sometimes people do. They get a couple, they give their kids a couple presents. Give them a couple of presents, you know, and then they talk to their kids about Saint Nick and who he was.
Mm-hmm.
That way, then they know it's like Christmas is about Jesus and Saint Nick is a real person, you know, kind of like we celebrate Saint Patrick's Day,
mm-hmm.
but you know, so by celebrating Saint Nick Day.
Interesting.
Yep.
Interesting there. What do you have to say about that, Dean?
Well, I have one more joke.
Okay.
This couple rented this couple bought this house and it was marked down, and the guy that was selling the house, the guy that bought the house asked him, "How come this house is marked down?" And the guy goes, "Cause there's no water." And the buyer of the house goes, "What do you mean?" And the guy said, "Noel, Noel."
What is the giant turkey said about that? What do you say about that, giant turkey? Well, it's not
gobble,
saying anything.
Gobble.
No, that's funny, gobble, gobble. I'm running out of time. Hey, thank you for stopping by again,
Boo.
Dean. We'll do this again on Wednesday. It's that time of the year. It's that time of the year of the night again. It's time to say goodbye. We'll do it again Wednesday night. If you sign up with me, it'll be 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. We'll be here and we'll talk about some stuff and we'll talk about some jokes and also the giant turkey will be here. Thanks for stopping by. Also, Don, what do you got? Anything to say?
Visit shoppingsuperhighway.com. Most stores you can get, or the stores you can get 2% cash back are marked there. Definitely, I like to get paid to shop, so if you like to get paid to shop, go ahead and visit shoppingsuperhighway.com.
All right, and also, Dean, we've got 30 seconds here. What do you say?
Well,
give me the last word.
Did you hear the joke about the airplane?
No, go on.
It's over your head.
Okay. All right. That's enough for tonight. What do you say, Gobble?
Gobble.
All right. This is Fernando Poniente on the Fernando Poniente Show. Signing off tonight, November 30th, 1999. No, 2009. Again, this is Fernando. Meet me on Wednesday. Signing off. Adios. Vamos con Dios.